Willkommen to the New York Stock Exchange.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, it's official. Pending regulatory approval, the New York Stock Exchange will be taken over by Germany's Deutsche Börse. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow is down 38 points at 12,229. The NASDAQ down about 0.2%, and the S&P 500 down also about 0.2%. U.S. oil giant Chevron has been ordered to pay $9.5 billion to clean up environmental damage in Ecuador. The complaint involves decades-old drilling contamination by Texaco, which is now owned by Chevron. Now let's get to the news that's just breaking regarding the German takeover of the New York Stock Exchange. The parent company of the NYSE has just agreed to the deal. Let's bring in our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore. She's here with me live in the studio with Moore. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So bring us up to date. What's the latest?
Well, the boards of both have approved this, and they've decided they're going to have dual headquarters, so one in Frankfurt and one here in New York, and it looks like it's a go. They've been talking about it for some time.
Well, there's been a lot of brouhaha over the whole idea of having the New York Stock Exchange based not in the United States. People are worried maybe this shows that the U.S. is losing some of its financial influence in the world. Is there anything to that?
Actually, I think it's really interesting that there hasn't been more of a nationalistic outrage. I mean, Chuck Schumer, who is the New York senator, only objected that the New York name should come first. And that's actually a small objection. So I think the bigger question is it more patriotic to have a stock exchange with your name on it? Or is it more patriotic to have a stock exchange that's a global player with plenty of profits? And I think people are coming down on the profit side right now.
And that's what they'll get out of this. They'll become this is the future. This is a potential future for the New York Stock Exchange to be a real global player.
Exactly. It's a future in futures. So they'll be able to play in derivatives and more complex products. Right now, stocks aren't very profitable. So they'll be able to move not only globally, but also into new products that will really make them a force to reckon with and the second largest exchange in the world.
All right. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, the Commerce Department said this morning that retail sales rose for a seventh straight month in January, but the 0.3% jump was not as much as economists were expecting. Let's get some analysis now from our regular Tuesday guest, Julie Neiman. She's an analyst with Smith, Moore & Company, and she's with us from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
So a small rise in retail sales, but a rise nonetheless. Is this good news?
Well, economists are thinking that this is going to be the real source of recovery here, consumer spending and business spending. They're going to lead us out of the economic desert. But if you take a look at the back of it, it's really consumer sentiment is very lackluster, and it's stratified. You've got confidence in the upper end, job security. They've got income, not so much in the lower end. Jobs are slowly coming back and paying off debt. The lackluster retail sales we saw was partially due to weather, and January post-holiday season is always somewhat slower. But what they did buy, gas, food, and automotive parts. And what do we see there? Well, just price increases, not huge demand. We're just paying more for it. Now, one bright spot was online shopping. You really get free shipping and you fill your place up with more stuff.
All right. Well, Julie, I want to focus on that price increase thing you just said. We saw this morning that China said that food prices in China jumped 10% last month. Is that something that we're going to be seeing in this country, price increases that are that high? And is that related to our own price inflation?
Well, we're seeing inflation alerts all over now. It's on every single newspaper except the cover of the Rolling Stone. But what we are seeing right now, demand in the United States, in China, and Europe, that's picking up definitely. In China, you're having creeping affluenza, people getting more affluent, and they're changing their diet. So it's real demand there. Weather is a problem for inflation, too, crop problems, drought, and flood. But the biggest thing is, globally, the central banks flooded the system with all kinds of money. It worked well in Asia, really stoking inflation, not so much here. So now you're seeing a big turnaround, and they're starting to raise interest rates. Food prices are going up. We're seeing clothing prices, price of cotton going up 10%, and polypropylene. That's gone up 2 times. So this is all built into the system. We know those prices are going up, but it really is global demand rather than big demand here. But next
Julie
chapter,
Neiman of Smith, Moore & Company, thanks so much for your time.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Reputation.com, helping businesses and professionals monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
To the world of daily deals now, companies like Groupon and Living Social, as we've reported, are loading in the venture capital dollars with a Mack truck. But now there are others. Fab.com now has a gay-oriented coupon every morning. There'll be one for foodies soon at Daily Gourmet. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman asks whether we're nearing a daily deal overload.
Caroline McCarthy at CNET checks out as many online discount coupon offers as she can. It's her job.
There are really just too many to keep track of.
McCarthy likes the New York restaurant offers she gets from niche sites like Blackboard Eats. There are now daily deals for guns and ammo, pole dancing, cigars, wine, vintage T-shirts.
When you get something very, very niche, you risk just running out of potential customers.
But Jody Samuels thinks going after one of those narrow niches will be the ticket to her success. Her site, JDeal, offers up all things Jewish.
We offer products that they can't get anywhere else. A deal in a kosher restaurant is just not something another daily deal site offers.
You definitely are in danger of being overloaded by daily deals.
Yankee Group technology analyst Carl Howe says five a day is probably the max. Then consumers get turned off, meaning many of these sites won't survive. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Well, here's an interesting 30,000-foot view of the job picture in this country. Yesterday, Southwest Airlines gave job seekers a two-hour window to apply for flight attendant positions. According to the Dallas Morning News, the Southwest Airlines website was completely overwhelmed. One applicant said she was on three different browsers and two separate computers, but couldn't get her application through. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Leaders across the Arab world are trying to fend off revolution. Some are handing out food subsidies, others just cold hard cash.
It will help them to go to the malls to do some shopping, but that's not going to change their political attitudes towards the government.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Loyalty, but at what price? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.